expiration 7, 2, 9, 4, 5, 3, 1.
Il est dehors. Il est dehors et Bren en a pris les clés. Veuillez nous aider. Ils sont morts. Ils sont tous morts.
They put me in this station. They called it the flame. What's the purpose of the flame? To communicate with the outside world, of course.
You're listening to Transmissions from the Flame with Smiley and Kitty.
Hey, back for some more yearning. Smiley, back for some more yearning.
Hello, and welcome to yet another wonderful podcast. Today we're joined by Pseudonym, who is a Lostpedian, as you probably know, and also runs the Whispers RPG.
Yes, hello. I'm a little nervous, as you can probably tell.
Yeah, Kitty's not here this week. She's packing to go. She's moving apartment, so we've got Pseudonym.
Yeah, I'm the Kitty replacement for the weekend.
Kitty replacement for the weekend,
Kitty,
yes.
Kitty number two. Although,
there you go. Well, that's the worst nightmare, to have two kitties.
Well,
you don't want two kitties.
I wouldn't necessarily say that. I'll do my best to try and fill kitty shoes.
Right, so we have one or two questions. I'm just going to find them. Yeah, the first one is from Ben's Crazy Ego Waffles.
Oh, good. That's, we got to say his name.
That's under a minute in. Oh. We've mentioned it.
Yes.
Ben's Crazy Ego Waffles.
And actually,
name.
I want to correct myself. I said he again, and I'm very sorry. She's a she.
She's a she. Apparently, I've got to mention her name four times, and I've got two of them down so far. Because she sent us four questions. No, two questions. Her first question, now it's a good round to it, is, do you listen to the official Lost podcast?
Yeah, I do. I didn't, at first, I wasn't aware of it, but I found it through Dark UFO, and I did listen to a bunch of them all at once, actually. But, yes, I do, and I'm sad about the radio silence right now. It's very disappointing.
No, oh yeah, from them.
Yeah.
I thought you meant me.
No.
I've never actually listened to one, and I probably should have done doing this job, but
I'm
I haven't. But I do read the summaries of them, so it's okay.
Oh, so you haven't gotten to hear them play the banjo?
I never. I'll have to start one day.
They're fairly entertaining, they really are.
Yeah, they sound entertaining. Yeah. But not as entertaining as ours, though.
No.
No, definitely not. But yeah, I always read what they have to say. I'm really interested. Especially when it disproves theories everything's right. That's interesting. Ben's Praise Eagle Waffles also asks, which Lost characters do you think other Lostpedians are like? Did you get that?
Yeah, you cut out for a second, but which Lost characters do you think the other Lostpedians are like, right?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Kitty keeps asking me to do this just because
of
the whole Michael and Walt thing with Kirby and Goodwin.
Oh.
You took my Goodwin, yes. Well, while they're not here, we could actually say that Kitty's like Alex. Because,
yeah.
I don't know why.
I'd agree with that.
I don't know, because she's like 19, probably has black hair. The pictures look similar, although she denies it.
I get an Alex vibe from her, I do. I would say that,
yeah. So what personality does Alex have? Yeah. She goes around firing rocks at Piquette. Now we need a Piquette. Who can be a Piquette?
I was going to say she could throw rocks at Kirby, but Kirby's supposed to be Michael, right?
Yeah, she'll throw rocks at Michael.
To throw rocks at Michael.
At Kirby, yeah.
I'm not a big fan of him.
I'd like to throw rocks at Kirby.
Yeah, I think that might be fairly amusing, too. Or at his RPG character, who's creepy as all hell.
Yes. So, what about Addicted to Lost? It's another person that keeps asking us to do this, I think.
Oh, boy, Addicted to Lost.
So, he's a he, but if he's a he, she, it's just okay, he's a he.
It's a he, okay. Gotta be careful.
So if she is a she, then we don't care, because he's a he.
Okay.
Now, he would like to, like, Echo or Locke, but he's not. I don't know.
I would actually go for more. Oh, I hope he doesn't get mad at me, but like Charlie.
Yeah, I was about to suggest Charlie.
Yeah.
I thought Jin for some reason. Jin. What about Paolo?
Oh no! Yeah. Well, Paolo was sweet. You know, I actually started to like Paolo by the end. So it's kind of a compliment. But.
Right. What about you? Who would you say you're like?
Oh, boy. I don't know. I asked a friend of mine. She was chewy on the whisper. She didn't stay too long. She suggested Hurley.
People's work.
I guess I'm very laid back, for the most part.
There's Ben's crazy ego waffles.
I'm sure she would love.
She's a she. I don't know who she'll be.
I'm sure
probably
she's...
Libby? Anna? I don't know.
Oh.
It's hard, because... I could never remember what everyone's like. They're quite happy. She's quite happy.
Yeah.
And crazy.
She's... Yeah.
So, well, Libby.
Libby.
Yeah, the crazy bit means Libby. You're Libby.
There you go.
Yeah. And what about Stokoe?
Oh, boy. I would say he's much of a, like...
A Saeed.
Yeah, I was almost going to say that. He's very organized. He knows he's got a plan. He knows what he's going to do.
And he's technical on computers.
And he's what? You cut out. Oh.
Yeah, he's Saeed.
Yeah. He's a...
What was a Saeed quote from?
Oh, I can't think of anything now that I'm on the spot.
Saeed doesn't have any quotes.
He doesn't really. He has cool moves. That's more of what Saeed
does. Yeah, he does around breaking people's necks.
Yeah, it's more like, ha, now I snapped your neck with my legs.
Yeah, definitely. I'm going to find some of the Lostpedians now. I can never remember them in this. Lost in UK, he's drunk all the time, so it's Desmond.
There you go.
Or Piquette. They could have been Piquette.
Yeah.
For some reason. Yeah.
It could be. Well, Sawyer tends
Kirk
to do fans a fair
amount. Michael.
Yeah.
I can actually see Kirk Fan as a Mikhail after seeing his signature and his RPG character.
Yeah, well,
he could be a Mikhail. He's just creepy.
Yeah, definitely. Love you, Kirk. You're a creepy dude.
Yeah.
You already can be.
There's Barney. Barney's strange. Because he's got such a high post count, but I've never noticed him for ages.
Actually, I don't think I know
who
that
is. I don't know. I've been in the UK for him for ages, probably that's why I never noticed him. But yeah, I think he's a Hurley.
Fellow Hurley.
Barney would be like Hurley.
Oh,
so
Barney,
goes around,
I gotcha.
Barney, sorry.
I thought you were saying Barney. I was very confused for a second. I'm like, I don't know who Barney is.
Barney.
A bad Lostpedia. Yeah, Barney, definitely I get the Hurley vibe from him, especially if you've ever seen his MySpace. He's got the two thumbs up.
Yeah. Is he fat?
No, he's not.
So Barney's got to look forward to owning a chicken shack, which will get blown up by a meteorite.
Yeah, okay. And winning a lot of cursed money, and having a golden Jesus.
And making a golf course.
Hey, the golf course was actually a pretty good thing. I'm sad they haven't played golf in a while on the show.
Elec Japper, he or she?
I don't know. I want to say she, but I'm not sure.
She likes Jack. She's a she now. Yeah. Kate? No.
Well,
be Kate, because she likes Jack. But...
Yeah, there you go. She could, if it's a she, it's Kate.
Yeah.
If she's a guy, we'll do Jack.
Oh, so we're going through this podcast there to see who's around. Admin is Jacob. That much.
Yeah.
You taught my good twin.
What happened to good twin?
He's gone.
He hasn't been around. Yeah, he disappeared. He was supposed to play in the
be down, or he could have gone on holiday or something. Or vacation. I can't say like. How do you say it then? What would you say it?
No, vacation. You got it. For the most part. You'd be on vacation.
Idiotic Skokum. Oh, and I called him idiotic yet again. What a shame. And Kitty's pug, which doesn't exist, is Vincent.
Does
Kitty want a pug?
Oh, that's right. She has her little countdown, right?
Yeah.
On her signature?
It's currently at 1 year.
Oh, wow.
I wonder if she's going to go down every day. But yeah, that's Vincent. So, he's evil. She's going to get an evil pug. He's going to eat Kitty.
Oh no. Why does she want a dog? I thought she was a cat person.
She has cats as well. I don't think she realises yet the cats will hurt the dogs.
Yeah, well...
She's a bit thick.
Oh, poor Kitty. She goes away for a week and we just pick on her the whole podcast.
She's not even away for a week. She's still there for them.
She's just been very busy.
Yeah.
These
well,
people and their lives.
You've enjoyed our analysis of Lostpedians. I can't remember anyone else at this moment in time to talk about, so you'll have to PM yourselves if you want to be discussed.
Yes, so send in questions and messages.
Kurt Van is Michael, and Goodwin's Walt. Libby. No,
Libby.
That's crazy ego, ego, waffles.
BCEW, for sure.
Yeah. Who were you?
I was Hurley, I think.
Oh, yeah.
I named myself Hurley.
No one's like Juliet.
No. Well, I can't even figure Juliet out yet. Some weeks I like her, some weeks I despise her.
Ah, let's talk about Juliet. Yeah. She's evil, but not.
She's evil, but in a good way.
She's evil, but good, yeah. Which doesn't work. Who is she?
I don't know. I can't match her with an actual person because she's so ever-changing, I guess, her character. Nobody was Sun, huh? Or Claire?
No one's boring outside.
I like Claire. I like Sun, too. They have their moments. I don't like Kate, but that's another story.
But you don't like Kate either.
No, I don't like...
The theme in my female partners on this little podcast is that we don't like Kate.
Yeah, she's annoying, and she always does the wrong thing. I mean, she means well, she just doesn't
like
get
telling
it right.
Jack about Naomi.
Yeah, or just, like, consistently, if you watch her character, I mean, there was a big thing when she confronted her mother in the bathroom, and, her mother, she says, you know, I did it for you, and her mother's like, no, you did it for yourself. Kate always makes what seems like a good decision, but really it's a selfish decision, and it causes more problems. That's why I don't like her.
I don't like Jack. I complain when I don't like Jack.
I don't like Jack either. I hate Jack.
He's overused.
He's, I don't know, I think if you knew him in real life, you just want to smack the guy. Seriously, he's
I was
obnoxious.
I was rooting for Locke to shoot him.
Yes,
but then he
wouldn't
be able to go back to the Losties, which would have been a shame.
Yeah,
they could have gone off of Ben. Ben just days.
The unfortunate catch 22 about Lost is that if you don't like Jack, you kind of have to because he's an integral part of the story.
Well, I think that's because he's such a big part that I don't like him.
Yeah, you know what? I tend to never like main characters of shows. Like, one of my other favorite shows, which was Buffy the Vampire Slayer. I hated Buffy. If that makes any sense.
I just feel that whether the Sawyer or Saeed story, rather than lots and lots and lots of Jack, if Kat having tattoos, plugging some strange woman.
Yeah, Vailing.
You know.
Yeah, I can't pronounce... I know the actor's name. I can't pronounce the character name, so...
We don't care for that episode. Worst episode ever. Where's the question? Sorry, with you in a minute.
That's okay. Oh, the one,
Desmond.
Yeah, who sent that one in? From Thursday.
4:13, right.
Yeah.
Don't know who he is, she is, whoever. But
they are.
Another listener. The question goes... There's been some talk about the possibility of Desmond having free cognitive ability prior to turning the failsafe key. Brackets. The guy has a book that he wants to be the last book he ever reads. A guard even comments that he would have to know when he would die in order to achieve this. Close brackets. What's your take on this?
When you look back at it, it does seem like he might have some precognitive ability. But then, I think, I'm not positive, but I think the writers may have said that he did not prior to turning the failsafe key. But then again, that could just be stuck in my head because somebody suggested it on the forum.
Yeah. I do think the flashes came about because of the failsafe key. I think that was obvious. I don't think that... Because he only started... Because in further instructions, he doesn't understand what's going on.
That's true.
Moved at the end.
Yeah.
Or he could have amplified powers, but I don't think so. I don't like the fact that any of them have abilities. I don't think that Walt's special. He is and he isn't.
You see, now, I, embrace the sci-fi part of the show.
Yeah.
I really hope that there is. I hope that he's got... special abilities, and I hope that there is something mystical to the show.
I hope there is about the island. but not before, not about the characters before they get there, because then we start having super people, and you know, I think it works with the island, but not if they already had that.
If they had powers, like, Walt has these abilities before he came to the island, but that kind of works, too, because he may have been drawn to the island because he has those abilities, so it still works with the mysticism of the island itself.
Yeah, because I feel it kind of detracts from the island, which is the show, if Walt already had power. But it could just be a whole coincidence versus fate thing, couldn't it?
Yeah, that's kind of how I see it, is that, like, he came to that island that has these abilities and mysterious things, because he has these abilities and mysterious things going on in his life.
Yeah.
And he's always been connected to the island. He just finally followed the breadcrumb trail all the way there.
It'd be good to get a Walt flashback, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it really would, because we don't know much about his life before he was with Michael. Except for the fact that he killed Bird.
Yeah. So, who's your favourite character, then?
Sawyer. I'm another one of those stereotypical females who just adores Sawyer.
What was that? Oh, Sawyer. You cut out.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. I said I'm one of those stereotypical females who adores Sawyer. I like my bad boy. Did I cut out again?
No.
Well, I think you did.
I'm trying to open the door. Don't think so. Right, Sawyer. So, is a Sawyer episode one of your favourites, or no?
Amazingly, no. My favourite episode's actually... people are probably going to shoot me for this, but the Hurley episodes that everyone thinks are so useless. I love them. I think they're hysterical, and I like Hurley in general. I like the comedic relief aspect. I know it doesn't really further the story, like the overarching plot much, but I don't know, it breaks the tension of the show sometimes. Like, I really liked watching the chicken shack get blown up.
Yeah, I do like the Hurley episodes. Just I kind of noticed my suit's bleeding while I'm trying to do a podcast. Yeah, wonderful.
What happened?
I've got a wobbly tooth still, and it's kind of bleeding now.
Oh,
which is strange.
Oh.
Yeah, wonderful.
Medic.
Yes, very important. Normally technical issues, now it's medical. Things cursed. I do like the Hurley episodes. They don't progress the plot, but they slow it down to give more oomph to the other episodes. Like to 77 with Patricia.
Yeah. And I think, too, when you own the DVDs and you aren't now desperately waiting for the answers for that season, you can sit back and just enjoy each episode for what it is. They really aren't as frustrating as people find them when they, you know, waited an entire week and then what they got was a filler episode. They're enjoyable, and I'm partial to the Dharma van bus because my boyfriend owns a 79 camper bus, and I want to put a Dharma symbol on it.
Ah, I know when we got it, everyone says no, just for the filler episode, we won't see it again. And then we did, and it was important in a way, so I was right. Yeah, but I like the Hurley episodes. It's just so funny to see him running through the jungle because we're so used to the shop running through the jungle, and then there's Hurley there, and it's hilarious.
I love Hurley in general. Jorge does a great job with his character.
You know, numbers was good.
Yeah.
And he just tied to a huge theme with the numbers that it's going to be dropped this season, but you know, hopefully next season they'll pick it up again.
Yeah, I hope so. I really
hope he's
like
in the major plots more, because I do feel they underuse him and Sawyer. We had loads of Sawyer Hurley subplots, didn't we?
Yeah, I liked when he basically conned Sawyer. That was cute.
Yeah, they're good. Just I think they could do something bigger than the subplots as well.
Yeah.
It just seems a shame that it's always Jack, Kate with the big plots.
Oh,
it is. It's always Jack and Kate with the big plots, and then Locke comes in every now and then in that season for a huge thing, which is good. It's just always Jack and Kate.
I know, and I don't like Jack and Kate. And it seems like, for a while, it seemed like they were grooming Sawyer to take over or take on more responsibility, and then that kind of just got thrown to the wayside towards the end of the season.
Yes, Sawyer was on a good course, and so was Juliet, and now they're both just kind of disintegrated.
Sawyer's really regressed.
Where they were when the crash happened, really. Juliet's just now a nobody, and Sawyer's back to being evil.
I guess I should be, as a Sawyer fan, grateful for that, because if he was continuing to move forward and find closure, he'd die.
Yeah.
So, I guess the regression is necessary to keep him alive so that he still has somewhere to move forward to.
It'd be nice for Claire to get a bigger storyline, but...
It would be. I'd like them to revisit the psychic.
Revisit what, sorry?
Revisit the psychic. They Richard. Are. Is it Richard Maltin? Yeah. They are. Oh, that's right.
The official podcasts. Yeah, or you, or whatever. They said that, so that would be good. Because it means it's a bigger story than just trying to be rescued. Yeah, I think. Oh, that's an interesting thought I just had. What do you think? Do you think the others are the good guys, or...?
You know, at the beginning, I really thought they were. Now I'm leaning towards, I think Richard... and Richard Alpert and the hostels are possibly good people, but I think Ben is somewhat corrupting them. That he's taken their mission and gone with ulterior motives, his obsession with finding the cure for the pregnancy problems and other things like that. I think he's kind of twisted it. So I think maybe some of them are, but overall I would say no.
Well, I think that they
not
are.
Anymore.
I think that Ben probably isn't.
Still, really though, with all they've done?
Well, what have they done? Like, you know, we thought that they kidnapped Claire when they tried to, and that was actually to save her. They have killed one or two people, but it's kind of for the greater good, you could say. And then look what the losses have done. The losses have been just as bad.
The losses have been just as bad, but their situation is different. They're in a situation where they don't know the big story, and they think it's a matter of life or death, and you gotta think about what you would do if you were given that situation. Whereas, I mean, the others, they killed their own people. Ben had sent Mikhail the order to kill Bonnie, and
that was for the greater good, just keep the island safe from this freighter. You could argue.
A very Machiavellian view.
I agree with what Ben says. It's typically Ben and Locke right, though. So, that's, and that always ends up being what is correct. Like, with this freighter, Jack says, no, it's not going to happen. But it's going to happen to them. Ben's tried to keep this thing away, which is going to cause a lot more destruction than what would have happened if Bonnie and Greta had been saved. So, anyway, like, they're not good, but I think they're better than Lost is. As bad as each other. I support the others, though. I just think it's great. Apart from Locke and Desmond, then the others.
I like Desmond quite a bit, actually.
And I hope he gets a good score with that next year. It'd be great.
I do too. I really hope. I keep getting afraid they're going to kill him off.
You won't kill him off.
Really
the Penny Desmond thing's too big, I think. Unless he wants
to
have a thing.
Yeah, now that you saw
the thing where Penny finds the island, but Desmond's dead.
Oh.
That would be evil.
That'd be crazy.
But I think Desmond's great. I think after they killed Echo, that there'd only be two men of Faith and Ben left. That sort of island is good. Whereas, and then you'd have all the shallow people like Kate and Jack who don't understand the island left. And it would take away too much because Locke can't answer everything himself. But Desmond hasn't done that much this season.
The
mythology of it. He's still more than what Jack does, though. But, you know, like, to show he's trying to find out more about the island, he hasn't done much. But yeah, he did the whole Charlie thing, which is good.
Yeah, but. That can be seen as kind of a connection to the island because it was the explosion of the hatch that caused that whole storyline to begin with.
I wish they searched the hatch.
I do too. I'm really sad it's gone because there was so much. It seemed like there was like a wealth of just information inside of it.
Yeah. And all those famed documents. Boom. Ugh.
Yeah. Oh god, I wanted to strangle Locke. I was so mad.
Well. I had a plan. Oh, so brings us on to the RPG.
Yes, the RPG, which is wrapping up season one, starting July 3rd. And we're going to have a 4-day finale extravaganza.
Yes, it's going to be good.
It is, and we're having awards too. And even if you don't participate in the RPG, if you feel like reading and then voting for favorite entries or anything like that, I greatly encourage it. We can always just use even more people in the peanut gallery, as it were.
Yeah, it'd be good because you have to fill the time up between now and Lost coming back, and DVDs aren't out yet, so you'd probably quite enjoy reading how some different characters interact with the island. I think.
Yeah, I mean, we've got some really great writers.
Oh, thank you.
I've been really impressed. Yeah, oh, you too. Your character is great, too.
He's evil.
He's evil. He's very interesting. I love that you used Magneto as a picture.
I found a load of pictures now, so every now and then I'm going to do like what Cal does and post pictures. I've got
one. Oh, I know. I love that he does that with his posts. I don't have the patience for it to do it myself. Which,
yeah.
I set a bad example.
Yeah, you never get the time to post. It's a shame.
I know. I don't post much, and I post very bare bones posts. I'm more of my character's a bit of a red shirt herself.
You got to spill a line on with Skokum, which I wish you'd post.
I know. Well, that isn't going to happen now until my post with him. I don't know. Well, we have something planned for the finale, and with the Black Rock.
Yes, I kind of have to tag along with that with you. Because James is
going. Yeah, James definitely.
My storyline concerns James. It's been an interesting... None of my
episodes were hugely planned.
But I found that interesting. You know, it's just so interesting trying to interact with all these other people. Like Herb Van, because of Crazy Islander, who tortures people.
I'd be afraid. Yeah, I don't think I particularly want to interact with Herb Van unless I'm
really
ready to leave the RPG.
So yeah, or you could just come and lead if you don't. But, you know, people keep saying I'm not a very good writer. You know,
none of us are the next. A lot of people are much harder on themselves.
But,
yeah,
you could at least have a go or be a recurring character or just read them, you know, like that.
Yeah, well, even if you feel you're not that creative or anything, we have a bunch of red shirts, and a couple of them are free. They have their own storyline, and you can just start up as that character if you want. You don't even have to write your own character.
Well, at least, yeah, so I would hope to see some of you around, but...
It'd be nice to get some tail section survivors from the beginning of season
definitely.
2. And if anybody is interested in being a tail section survivor, go ahead and register at the Whispers and send a PM to myself and Apollo Candy, because she's currently our tail section survivor.
But yeah, how many people would play again at the moment, actually?
We have over 30 members, but not all of them play. I would say we have about 15 regular posters, maybe 20, but they don't... The day-by-day post, we have about 8 posts a day.
Yeah, you don't
get
together at the same
time. So, on a daily basis, you have about 8 people posting. But that's pretty good.
Like
I mean, considering... No, considering we kept it going that long, I mean, I wasn't expecting to start off with, like, 30 posts a day. I wasn't expecting that to keep up. And I'm glad it didn't, or we'd never get the project archive the first 3 weeks
done.
It
would be great if, or even if you know someone else in LostPD who might enjoy it, you suggested it to them. Just boost our numbers for season 2. It would be great.
Yes.
Join
the Whispers. My mantra. Join. You must join. Resistance is futile.
Oh, yes. But yeah, that's the finale. Or you could just come and read the finale. You really don't think you have the time. But you could, you know, just follow it or start.
Read the finale, you'll get sucked in.
You could read the recaps and then the finale and then the next season. You know, you'll get sucked in. It's great. We can't promise it's quite as good as Lost, but it's the next best thing until it's back.
It really is. It's very entertaining. I mean, the story changes on a daily basis. There's multiple characters, multiple storylines. And, I mean, what the hell else are you doing for the next 8 months, really?
Is it only 7 months now until it's back? I can't remember. How many weeks is it since Looking Glass? I don't have a clue.
Oh, geez. Well, it was the 23rd
of
May, and it's June 29th, so it's been, like, 35 days. 36.
It's going better than I thought, so.
Too long.
I had a bit of a panic because I'm apparently on the Sky website, which is the television broadcaster from UK for it. I watch on that, and it said winter 2008 when it comes back, which I can avoid because I immediately thought November, December, winter opposed to February. So I'm calm now because February's fine. It's like, it tends to be 4 days after US, which I can cope with. But if it was in December, I'd be very annoyed and upset. And cry and not do any more podcasts and take out paintings on them or something so no one else can.
I'm pretty upset, speaking of December, about the DVDs.
Oh, I get them in October. You can't get them early.
Oh, you suck. That's just the bottom line. It's just not fair. I can't believe December 11th. I mean, Christmas. The good news is my parents really buy them for me for Christmas, so I won't have to pay for them again, which is how I got hooked on Lost.
I'm looking forward to the soundtrack as well. I have all the soundtracks to play.
Yeah, they play some pretty good music and, in the episodes. Very moving a lot of times. Really adds to the show quite a bit.
Yeah, we'll ask you that. What? Can you hear me? I don't know.
No, you cut out for a second.
So did you. Which scene would you think had the most moving music of what you can think, or just the best music? You might not be able to think, but things...
Oh, well, you put me on the spot now. There's
lock banging on the hatch, the raft, Rose and Bernard and Jin and Son reuniting, some others.
I definitely like the Rose and reuniting scene.
I'm sure Katie cried at that. She cried at everything.
I do too. You know, Katie's
What's
not
last
alone.
You
no
cried at
there. God, I cried like a baby when Charlie died.
Oh my goodness.
I cried during everything. I cried when Sawyer's parents killed each other. I cried. At anything slightly emotional, I've cried. I cried, when Harley lost Libby. Poor Hurley, he was all sad, and when he was talking at her funeral.
When he was talking to Libby and Trisha Tanaka is dead. When we discovered he was talking to Libby and Trisha Tanaka is dead.
I teared up a bit, I'm sure. I'm incredibly girly when it comes to that kind of thing.
Well, that's pretty much it, I think. If we talk for too long, it's probably isn't more work for Scoco, but yes, you better get off so Scope has less editing.
I don't think he
probably tries to edit out some of what I say when I call him an idiot, because he's an idiot.
We
love Scoco. He's
we don't want to piss off the tech guy.
Next podcast, we have Kitty and Scoco back. Scoco's only a guest, but he's kind of like trying to invade more and more. / we want him here because his accent's so strange.
A reoccurring guest.
We want him to do his Echo impression. Oh. He won't. Echo
impression. It doesn't echo impression.
It's not very good. That's why I want to listen to it.
I'm gonna annoy him online until he agrees to do it on the podcast.
He'll just leave Lostpedia.
Send him an onslaught of instant messages.
Right. Oh, by the way, Kitty, at my demand, just put up a poll in the podcast thread to see if you listen to the podcast. So, if you'll please, like, do that, because we don't know how many people we're talking to. You know, we could be talking to billions of people, or just, like, three.
Yeah. I think what we should do is we should give, even if it is just three people, we should just give them a little homework and just tell them that, that if they do, first they have to go tell us on the poll. But then they also have to go tell, like, at least one friend to listen to you
that
guys also.
And the same thing with RPG. Just everyone doing everything all the time.
Play the whispers, listen to the podcast.
Right, well, that's it. Do we have...
That was relatively painless.
Do we have a cliffhanger to end on? We've done what season 3 ended with. I can't think of anything. Namaste is just like overused.
We'll
see you in another life, brother / sister. For Ben's crazy ego waffles, who are gonna complain because we called her brother.
Well, I feel her pain because that happens to me.
Do
a lot,
send in
too.
Fan mail, not hate mail.
Do I send in fan? Tell people to send in fan mail. Yes, definitely. I'll try and send something for you and Scoop Looping.
And if you don't, then you don't get any coffee. Good old Ben. Ben's evil. We've said Ben's evil.
That's why Ben's so great, though. That's another one who's a good kind of evil. It's a fun evil.
Yeah.
Like Kurt Ben.
And then we're just going to. I know what to do. I'll get Scoop Looping to edit the ending in. So in a minute when you hear the dun. Because I told Scoco to. But Scoco doesn't know he has to yet. and I'm just going to stop now.
Guys, where are we?
Don't tell me what I can't do.
Let's look death in the face and say whatever, man.
This is all that is left. This ocean and this place here.
We're stuck in a bloody snow cone.
Help me.
We all answer some, John.
And who might that be? His name is Jacob. His name is Jacob. Jacob. Jacob.
Most people, when they see a creature made of swirling black smoke, they run.
Just not looking at the big picture, Doc.
Still back to civilization.
Yeah? Where are you?
Me?